A bill read into the state Senate today would set up a special task force to deal with the state's needs and response to the federal economic stimulus money. Alaska is set to receive more than $800 million. The bill would bring together representatives from the administration, the legislature, and the municipal league to provide a single source of information on the federal response. And sponsor Liesl McGuire says that without a focal point for citizens and policymakers, some of the federal money will slip through the cracks.
My concern is that you have isolated conversations going on with individuals in government, but frankly, people aren't all on the same page, and Alaskans, more importantly, aren't on the same page. They feel like they are out in the dark.
U.S. Senator Mark Begich agrees with McGuire's plan. He says a structure such as McGuire has proposed is needed, in part for getting the money, but also for tracking the money as it is spent. He says accountability is a key component of the federal plan.
It's going to be critical that the executive branch and the legislative branch, the state government, be very aware of the dollar expenditure, the job creation, and the capacity of how they use the money. So I think it is a good idea.
The task force would be made of 3 House and 3 Senate members, a representative of the Alaska Municipal League, and 3 members of the administration. McGuire says the idea of setting up the group is not critical of the work that any of the separate analysts are doing. She says it is merely a way of bringing people together.
Our delegation is hard at work. I know that the governor's branch is hard at work. There are members in this building hard at work. But we need to bring the efforts together and have a focal point. And so often in this building, things get complex. And when you're dealing with almost $1 trillion in federal spending, and many of those millions coming to Alaskan projects, we need a task force.
Begich says the oversight will give the needed layer of accountability, but also it will assure Alaskans that the state is looking at every possible component that is available.
I mean, $1 billion coming to the state of Alaska potentially over 24 months is a sizable amount, the largest amount that I've seen in many, many years in a concentrated effort. And that's on top of the other dollars that we will be bringing to the state of Alaska through the normal budgeting process. So I think it is important, and we have a significant level of requirement of accountability by the state of Alaska.
Begich points out that there are other projects that will help Alaska's economy that are not coming through the state government, such as the Native Hospital in Nome and particularly a large block of military projects across the state. McGuire's bill has not yet been scheduled for committee action.